And back to Jimmy Allen. Just when it appeared that Speed Robertson knew nothing about the disappearance of the valuable and highly secretive drawings for the new Army jet plane, Investigator Russell discovers some plans in Speed's room. The great pilot is dumbfounded, and Russell is certain that at last he has found the treacherous thief. The detective calls for Captain Sweeney to watch Robertson while he interviews Mr. Jenkins of Grand National Airways. Jimmy receives a mysterious phone call from Flash Lewis and leaves. We now find Captain Sweeney discussing the case with Speed. They're in Speed's room in the pilot's quarters.
I begin to see the light now, Captain Sweeney.
Well, just what do you mean, Robertson?
I can account now for many of the veiled references Jimmy Allen made to me in the past few days.
References about what?
Oh, about the value of this new airplane to any foreign air force, and all this mystery about Major Moto, the Manchurian Army officer.
What about Major Moto?
Jimmy is sure, and now I'm convinced, that Moto is an experienced pilot.
Well, he's enrolled at the school as a primary student.
Well, that's just the point. Twice we've seen him in the air, flying alone, and the last time he was doing a darn good job of stunning. You know, primary students just don't learn that quickly.
Is that so? Are you sure of it?
The more I think of it, the more sure I am that Jimmy's absolutely right.
You say you saw Moto flying alone?
Well, I don't know Moto well enough to recognize him. But Jimmy does. He was absolutely sure it was Moto.
Well, that's an angle I didn't know about.
Why didn't someone tell me drawings of the ship were being stolen?
Well, you should be able to answer that yourself, Robertson, with part of the stolen plans lying right here in front of us.
Ah, Sweeney, if this matter wasn't so serious, it'd be ridiculous.
All right, how did the plans get here, Robertson?
I can understand why Russell would suspect me. After all, that's his business, suspecting people. But I'll be greatly disappointed if you honestly believe I know anything about this queer business.
Well, I have to believe the evidence of my eye.
Well, naturally, there's no getting around that. You asked me a moment ago how the plans got in my room. That's a fair question. I'll answer it.
All right, Robertson, tell me all about it.
They were planted in here. They were placed here by someone who obviously is trying to direct suspicion on me.
You mean, someone? Well, why do you think that, Robertson?
Well, to cover up their own tracks. I'm no detective, but I can figure that far. Now, tell me, Sweeney, how did Russell happen to drop into my room at this particular time? How long have you missed those plans?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we noticed that the fuselage drawings had been taken. Then the other day, we discovered the wing details were gone, too.
Well, how could they be taken? That's a very well-guarded plant.
Well, it's unquestionably an inside job. Both fuselage and wing drawings were taken from the master filing cabinet and the engineering office. Now, whoever did it was an expert. There was no evidence of the lock being tampered with at all.
Well, if it's an inside job, how in the world do you think I'd take the plans? I don't work down there, and I'm certainly no locksmith.
Yes, but that kind of work can't always be hired, you know.
Well, it seems to me more care should have been taken with such valuable drawings.
Yes, we finally decided that ourselves. The balance of the drawings are now kept in the vault at night.
Oh, then the complete set has not been stolen.
No, we still have the key drawings of the control surfaces.
You know, Sweeney, I'm beginning to get interested in this business. Of course, I was familiar with the activities of spies and espionage work during the war. But I'll be darned if I don't think here's a case I'm getting some real first-hand information on.
Well, you should be interested.
Now, Russell thinks my motive for stealing the plans is to get money for rebuilding the Bluebird racer. He's down talking to Jenkins about it now. You know, I'm afraid he'll be disappointed and have to look elsewhere for his thief.
Well, you don't seem to be very worried, Robertson.
Now, I'm not a bit worried. I'm really becoming very much interested. And the more I think of it, the more I'm inclined to believe that Jimmy Allen's been on the right track all the time.
In what way?
You just think this over, Captain. Jimmy Allen's a smart kid. He's got a keen mind and a long head.
Yes, I think the kid's smart enough, all right.
All right. Other people around here know that too, you know.
What do you mean?
Oh, Mike Jones, for example.
Well, what of it?
I have a strong hunch that Jones is mixed up in this deal. Jones is a crook. He's a clever one. He'd sell his soul if the ante was big enough. Shorty Mason, he's a weak sister. He'd do anything Jones told him to.
You think then that Jones...
I mean this. Jones and Shorty Mason seem to be fairly intimate with Major Moto. And maybe Jones feels that Jimmy just knows too much about his business.
But I don't see
now,
that...
Now, wait a minute. Twice in the past few weeks, attempts have been made on Jimmy's life. They both appear to be accidental.
Oh, I begin to see.
Sure. First, Shorty Mason sends Jimmy solo before he's barely able to fly at all. And a wheel drops off the landing gear.
Yes, I remember that. You changed planes and got Jimmy down safe. Robertson, it was a good job of flying and cool nerve, too.
I was just lucky, that's all. Then the other day, a wing pulls off of one of Mike Jones's trainers. Jimmy and I grab ourselves an armful of parachutes and go places.
Yeah, the circumstances of that crash appeared queer to me.
Yeah, they would to any pilot. But get this. The department investigators have discovered evidences of a strong chemical used in the struts on that ship.
The deuce, you say?
Mike Jones just figured the struts would pull off before we got the ship high enough to bail out.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Well, it's not so hard when you know Jones like I do. And then, sweetie, what about this? Who stuck the lead in the wingtip of that jet ship?
Well, Robertson, we're unable to answer that right now.
Well, I've given it a lot of thought. Whoever had that idea knows aircraft engineering. I don't know who did it, but I think I know why.
All right, what's your theory?
That plane was unbalanced so that it would flat spin, so that our government would reject the design.
Well, it's quite possible. I've thought of that, too.
Okay, now let's talk sense, Sweeney. We're both in the Army. We both know that the Kingdom of Manchuria is coming more and more under the control of the fascist element of a powerful nation. And that isn't all.
What do you mean?
I mean that the Kingdom of Manchuria is rapidly becoming a major power in post-war world affairs.
Darn if you haven't thrown a new light on this entire situation, Robertson.
I'm surprised we all haven't thought of it before.
Of course, we must remember this. The international aspect...
Excuse me a second, Captain. Come in.
Say, have I got some news. Listen. Hey, look, where's Mr. Russell?
Why all the excitement, Jim? Russell went down the line to talk to Mr. Jenkins.
I think he'll be back shortly.
Oh, I see. Oh, gosh, you know, I don't know what I'd do without Flash Lewis.
Well, now what's happened, Jimmy?
What's up, Alan?
Well, you know, a while ago, Flash called me on the phone here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he asked me to meet him down on the line.
Yeah? Then what?
Well, you know Flash. He isn't half as dumb as he looks. And he knows what makes the wheels go round at Central Flying.
Flash is a smart mechanic. He's nobody's fool, even though he does act like a half-wit most of the time.
Well, who is this Flash Lewis?
He's Chief Mech down at Central Flying School, Captain.
Yeah. Well, look, anyway, Flash called me down there to tell me that Mike Jones ordered him to have that jet plane that Hank St. John flew in on the line at 1 o'clock tonight.
Well, you mean the jet fighter we saw out on the line when we came in this morning?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the single-seater job I noticed on the line?
Yeah, Hank St. John flew it in here to demonstrate for Major Moto.
Yeah, he was flying it a while ago, too. And Flash says he understands Major Moto has agreed to buy 10 of them for the Manchurian Air Force.
Well, I'll be hanged. Is he the Henry St. John who used to be in the Air Corps?
Sure, you remember Hank. He used to command the 95th Squadron. He left the Army to join an aircraft manufacturing outfit as director of military sales.
Yes, I used to know Hank very well.
Now, listen to this. Flash said the plane is to be warmed up, ready to take off. What's more, he overheard Captain St. John say, the job is sold.
Why get so excited about that, Jimmy?
Look, why would anyone be flying the ship at 1 o'clock tonight if it belongs to Major Moto?
That is rather queer.
Oh, there might be a number of reasons, Jim. I wouldn't get so worked up over...
Now, look, Speed. It could be that Major Moto's going somewhere in a hurry.
I get it, Jim. I see what you're driving at now. You think the little Oriental may shove off tonight.
By George, that's a thought. Maybe he's afraid he's under suspicion.
Yeah, but there's another angle. He may want to leave hurriedly with some plans.
That's it. I'll bet any money that's it.
Remember this, though. A complete set hasn't been stolen yet. The control drawings are still in the vault.
Come in, come in. Wait a minute, though. Who is it? Oh, it's you, Russell.
Well, Robertson, Mr. Jenkins explained this deal to me on how you're going to raise money to rebuild your racing plane, and I guess I owe you an apology.
Forget it, Russell. I could have told you that if you'd waited around here.
I've had a long talk with Robertson, and I think you're on the wrong track, Russell.
Well, maybe so. Jenkins gave you a great send-off, Robertson. But it still doesn't explain how those plans got in here.
Speed thinks they were planted in his room to throw you off the scent. And darned if I don't think he's right.
Sure he's right. Of course that's what happened.
It's quite obvious, I believe. Say, gentlemen, you know Jimmy may have run onto something. Do you suppose he'll try to steal the control drawings this evening and then skip?
Great heavens. You know, that hadn't occurred to me.
What makes you think that, Robertson?
Jimmy Allen just learned that Major Moto has purchased a fast jet-propelled airplane and ordered it on the line, ready to take off at 1 o'clock tonight.
There may be something to it at that.
You know, the more thought I give it, the simpler it becomes. There's a very definite reason why Moto would want to have those plans.
That may be true enough, but who does the stealing? He can't get in that place.
Well, that has me stumped. Whoever does it is very familiar with the plant, I'm sure.
Hey, wait a minute. What about those wing drawings? They're right here in the room.
That's easy. They could have made accurate tracings from these drawings before they were planted in my room.
Yeah, that's easy to explain.
Gentlemen, if you'll allow me to make a suggestion.
Go right ahead,
sure,
Robertson.
Go ahead.
If the final plans are to be taken, it probably will be sometime between 10 and 1 this evening.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, what would prevent us from going down to the plant about 10 o'clock tonight to act as a little reception committee?
Sure. That's right. And if Speed's down there with us, it'll certainly prove he's not trying to steal the plans.
Yes, it'll do that all right, Jimmy.
I don't know, but what that isn't a smart idea, Robertson.
Yes, and if you caught the thief, it sure wouldn't lower your stock in the service any.
Yes, I've been getting some bad breaks lately.
Here, Captain Sweeney, I'll turn these wing drawings over to you. I hope that someday I'll lay my hands on the man that stuck them in this room.
All right, Speed, thanks. And, gentlemen, we'll meet in my office at the plant at 10 this evening.
Oh, gee, I'm glad we're going to do that.
Very well. And, Robertson?
What'll you have?
You have a pistol?
I still have my service 45.
Better bring it along. You may need it.
Will an attempt be made to steal the master drawings of the new Army jet plane? And why has Major Moto ordered his airplane on the line at 1 o'clock in the morning? The next episode of Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures may bring us the answer.